Welcome to the Edrything Podcast, the place for everything education. Whether you're a first-year teacher or a seasoned educator, our mission is to help you employ smart strategies in and out of the classroom. We firmly believe that teacher burnout isn't inevitable. Part inspiration and part implementation, we discuss the why and how to make your classroom effective and sustainable.
We're your hosts, Danielle
and Nicole. Welcome back to another episode of the Edrything Podcast. I'm your co-host, Nicole. And for many motivated teacherpreneurs, we strive to be successful in the classroom and online. But for many of us, the latter half only takes one form, and it's usually teachers pay teachers. Like many entrepreneurs, our guest of today's show, Brooke Hubbard, wanted to explore what multiple streams of income look like rather than limiting herself to traditional classroom and teachers pay teachers combo. For Brooke, the natural extension of her classroom's lessons was to create and curate an Amazon storefront. Brooke's Instagram account, like her Amazon storefront, is all-encompassing. You won't find just classroom transformation products there. She realized that serving all of a teacher's needs, from providing gift ideas to outfits of the day to solutions for flexible seating, would yield the greatest profit and provide teachers with all the things they're looking for. Danielle and I really enjoyed our conversation with Brooke Hubbard. Let's welcome her to the show. Brooke, welcome to the Edrything Podcast. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay. We're going to jump right into it. And we'd love to introduce our audience to you, what you're all about. Would you mind sharing a little bit about your day in the life as a teacher?
Yeah. So I'm a fourth grade teacher. This is my fourth year teaching. I was in first grade for 3 years, and then I started in fourth grade this year. Last year, I started my teacher Instagram. And
how was the transition from first grade to fourth? That must have been very challenging.
Oh, it was so scary in the beginning. I was terrified, but honestly, it was exactly where I was meant to be. I have my same kids from my first year of teaching, so it's really special.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been so fun and very special. And it's just great to see how independent they are and, you know, how much they've grown over the years. So it's been awesome.
And now the Instagram post makes that much more sense. I was looking at one that you had done about kind of like sharing with parents the picture of them from first grade and fourth grade. And I thought it was just because, you know, at the same school, you were able to collaborate. No, it's because you were there then and now.
Exactly.
Story. That is so cool. And last time we chatted with you, you mentioned you were attending the Teacher Be Still event. I'd love to hear about that if you're okay to share.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. So my team lead and coworker and great friend, Jill, she's the co-founder of Teacher Be Still. And it's just a faith-based company that her and her friend started. Her friend's name is Jamie. She's the other co-founder. And basically, they hold these conferences for teachers, giving us life. You know, our job is so difficult. Sometimes our health and mental health go on the back burner, and they're just reminding you of your why and how to take care of you and basically being more than just a teacher. So very much love going to them and attending those events.
Well, it sounds like positivity and keeping teachers at the forefront of the conversation is important to you based on all we know about your blog, your social media, all the ways that you show up in a lot of different spaces. And you mentioned that you started your online presence when it comes to social media and Instagram last year. What was the why behind that?
Yeah, you know, I actually started it my first year, but you know, I'd post like 2 or 3 times a year. You're just basically trying to stay alive your first year. So I didn't really put much into it. And then last year I started creating resources and realized, okay, I have to get my name out there. And the best way to do that is on social media. So that's kind of where my motivation came last year. And I started posting more consistently and just working on it that way.
So the resources that you're referring to, that's your Teachers Pay Teachers store?
Yes.
Okay. Because, and the reason I ask this, if you've been on Brooke's Instagram, you can see she has a whole lot going on. She kind of shares many different facets of what's happening in her life. So if you go to her feed, you're going to see posts that are not only about resources that she's using and has designed for her classroom, but everything from like outfit of the day. Like, it's truly everything that you're doing.
Yeah, I guess the best way I could explain it is there's so many opportunities out there, and I didn't want to limit myself just to teachers pay teachers. I know there's many pockets of different income, and I just wanted to get myself out there in as many ways as possible, and whatever takes off, and whatever doesn't work, at least I tried. So
I love that. I think that so often as teacher side hustlers, we get into the TPT box and
right.
we think that that's the only way to make a side income. But the idea that there are these multiple avenues to multiple revenue streams, I think is something that we need to talk more about.
Yeah, I would agree because teacher pay teachers can sometimes be overwhelming, especially if you have writer's block or you don't feel creative that week. So just having those other pockets is extremely helpful.
And it's one of those things that if you are, you said you're in your fourth year of teaching, that means that probably, even if you started your first year, it's probably only your fourth year of teachers pay teachers. And that still like kind of makes you a relatively new player in the TPT game.
Oh, for sure.
So I love the idea of, these different pockets of revenue. So beyond teachers pay teachers, what are some of the other endeavors that you've got going on?
So I have my Amazon storefront, and with that, basically, nobody teaches you how to do that. You just kind of figure it out on your own. And I knew with Instagram, I had to get to a certain point before Amazon would even consider me. And so that I eventually got approved, and I at first took the teacher avenue. Okay, classroom transformations, that's a good category. Teacher outfits. But then as I started, fostering these relationships on Instagram and really making real life friends, I saw that there was a need for so much more than just what's inside the classroom. So I started creating those gift guides, home decor, and so much more. So that's kind of how the Amazon thing started.
That's awesome. I think, when it comes to that sort of one avenue that a lot of teachers te tend to go down when it comes to side hustling, that TPT store is sort of like the one-stop shop. They can put, whatever classroom resource they're currently working on, maybe like a bundle, putting things together for a year, and it kind of all lives there. And I feel like, Brooke, you do a great job of putting things in a lot of different spaces, as you said, kind of taking advantage of it all. But I feel like your Amazon store is sort of like continuing the conversation. I feel like sometimes TBT, for example, if there is like a classroom transformation, as you mentioned, sort of lesson or resource, there maybe there are some great links or great ideas, but giving that storefront or that space to actually shop the ideas or even shop the themes, right? You're really giving people that extension of what it is that you've already probably come up with and are selling and kind of giving them like that library of all of the different options and to really continue with that search.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So an example of that, March is coming up. And so with March, we have March Madness, and we also have Women's History Month. And in first grade, March Madness was super easy to do because they tell you what picture books to use, and you can pretty much teach any lesson with those picture books in first grade. But in fourth grade, the standards are a little bit more difficult. Testing season's coming up. So I had to find a way to tie March Madness and Women's History Month in together. So I married those two subjects and I'm integrating them with my standards. But then with that, now I can make something on Amazon with basketball theme, different manipulatives, decorations, party supplies, and people can buy from that. So you just have to go with a theme and see what's relevant and happening right now. But as long as you do that, people are inclined to check it out.
I love that. And if someone is thinking to themselves, okay, hold on, I've never even thought about curating like my own Amazon storefront, where would you recommend that they start?
So the way I started, I had to do a lot of research. And they do have a tab. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but they have a tab on their website, and you do fill out an application, and depending up you have to connect your social media. So depending upon how many followers you have, they will deny you and explain why, or they'll approve you. And I waited long enough because I had heard different rules.
Okay, so first step is you need the following before you can start this. It's not like theoretically, you could launch a TPT store with no social media following, with nobody there, and just kind of like build things out. There's no doing the back end work first. You really have to establish those connections on, say, Instagram or Twitter or wherever is the platform that you show up. So that's step one.
Yes, absolutely.
So that kind of makes me wonder, what exactly did you do in order to get to that place?
I think at some point I just realized, okay, if I'm really going to do this, I'm going to start the Amazon or plan to, and I want to do Teachers Pay Teachers, and I actually want people purchasing from me. I need to have relationships with these people. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought about my favorite bloggers or influencers that I followed. And I thought about, not only what did they put out there, but how did they make me feel? And a lot of them, the ones that I liked the most, they engaged with their followers. I see that they comment back. If I message them, they message back. And so I made sure that as I was posting and being consistent, that I engaged with my followers. I want to reply to every comment. I want to reply to every message. And so I think that helped a lot because I've made a lot of friends that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also that part of being consistent, like, I have mm-hmm. to post consistently, and not just on people's feed, but also in stories. People are inclined to reply to your stories. So just staying relevant and being consistent.
Brooke, is there anyone that you'd like to maybe give a shout out to? Anyone that you feel, for those that are listening, looking for a little inspiration, as you mentioned, anyone worthwhile to follow or connect with?
Yeah. One of my favorite teacher accounts is Where the Wild Things Learn.
Oh,
Amelia.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's always engaging with her followers and sharing amazing ideas. And then outside of teaching, obviously, Teacher Be Still, what they stand for means a lot to me. And then my best friend, she is not a teacher, but her Instagram is Skinny Hangover. And she has kind of walked me through a lot of this process. And again, she's always engaging with her followers, replying to comments, and she's very consistent.
The idea that you're looking outside of education instead of only focusing on other teacher accounts, I think makes so much sense for where the teacher kind of like side hustler's mindset needs to be at, and probably is part of the reason why you decided to start the Amazon storefront. It's one of the things that I think is talked about outside of our little teacher influencer bubble, but not really inside of it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I would say Olivia at Skinny Hangover, she was the one. She started Amazon first. So she walked mm-hmm. through that whole process. And when she was posting, I thought, okay, teachers could totally use this. I mean, classroom transformations, flexible seating, mm-hmm. all of those things, teacher outfits that are affordable. These are all things teachers need.
I can completely see that. I totally agree with that. And I feel like, along with having the Amazon store as an extension of that discussion or the things that you're promoting or talking about, can you speak on how you created your blog and sort of like the outline for the posts that you write and the reflection pieces that you do?
Yeah. So the blog had been in my mind for a really long time, and actually I didn't share it anywhere other than sending it in my weekly newsletter so that parents could open it up. And it was just a recap of our week, our favorite moments and pictures.
That's really interesting that you had a blog just to share with the parents of your students. I've never really seen
that.
Yes,
it was so much fun. It was my favorite part of the week. I would get up early on Saturdays, drink my coffee, and just type about what happened in our week. And it opened up a lot of conversations. And, in first grade, they forget what they did, 2 hours ago. So it was fun for the parents to see kind of an outlook of the whole week.
Absolutely. Because like my son he's almost a year old. And on the days that he goes to daycare, I get the little form that tells me exactly what he did that day. And I mean, he's only almost a year old. So what he did that day is like, he babbled all day with his friend Aiden, or he opened and closed the door on the playhouse forever. And he giggled so
Aww.
Much. I look forward to reading that little message because, in first grade, they can tell you what's happening. But as you mentioned, they're probably not going to remember all of those things or why they're important. And you're able to kind of like bridge that gap.
Right. Yeah. So I love doing that. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work because, again, I wanted to be consistent and do that. So my second and third year, I kind of dropped off of that. I started getting my master's and it was just too much. But this year I had finished my master's and I wanted to start that
Congrats.
Again. Thank you so much. I was a little nervous, you know, starting a blog. It's one thing to be on Instagram, but then to put a blog out there and it to look right and sound good. It was just, I was nervous. It was kind of a leap of faith when I finally decided to do it. But I tried to be, I didn't want my blog just to be teaching. So I do have a section where it shares my products on Teachers Pay Teachers, but then my different blog posts, just sometimes they're about teaching, sometimes they're not. It just depends.
Makes sense. I mean, I think a lot of it goes with documenting your experience, which friend of the podcast, Aliana Lowe, speaks of really well. And I think that a lot of teachers who are new to the profession and gaining that experience, which, you know, we value so much. And especially when it comes to documenting your experience, there's so much value in just kind of like doing exactly that, whether it's via photos or capturing that in like a blog post or a long form Instagram caption. There's so much to be said about that.
Right.
And not only does it show your own growth and the progress that you've made, but it helps to kind of link people who are going through similar, you know, processes or similar kind of experiences, linking everyone together. And I think it's great. It's a great way to just, again, kind of share about your life and what you are going through. And I think having that kind of connect, whether it's, you know, the social media to the blog, to the Amazon store, I feel like one kind of feeds into the other and to the next.
Exactly.
So when it comes to your Amazon store, I do want to speak on that a little bit. I feel, you know, you've piqued my interest for sure. It's something that I don't notice a lot of teacher influencers doing. I think that, you know, when it comes to like an Amazon store, we tend to think of, okay, these are like the supplies that we need or the thing that maybe goes along with the lesson that we're selling. But I think you have a really interesting take on your Amazon store, your storefront. I find that, you know, you kind of have like two different lenses. I love that you have sort of like the four teachers, right? Like the classroom decor, maybe like the gift guide for other teachers, the classroom transformations, the things that go along with your TPT. And then it's for the parents. You have like Amazon wish lists, which include classroom supplies, materials, you've got books. I just think it's a really interesting way to play it. I mean, I know, you know, Danielle and I are both in high school settings and we often hear back from parents and other teachers, what can I do to support the classroom? Or what can I gift you for end of the school year or for the holidays, right? And just, I'm thinking about like just even that small question and having like, hey, I actually have an Amazon wish list available, including all of the things that I need or my students need or, you know, that would make our classroom so much better. I know I'm rambling on a little bit, but I just wanted to give you a shout out for that because I think that that's a really kind of succinct and clear way of expressing what it is that you're doing for your other teachers and also what you might need for parents.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, to be completely honest, I was super nervous to share that. This summer was the first time I actually shared an Amazon wish list. But oftentimes you hear, just like you said, parents want to help the teacher and they don't know how. People in the community want to help teachers and they don't know how. So, you know, with that wish list, you can be extremely specific. Okay, I need, you know, the good kind of crayons, not the other kind, or Elmer's glue. But for me, the big one was books, doing the different book clubs, because that was something I wanted to start this year. And that's expensive to do, you know, five different book clubs with six books each. So I was able to create that wish list and I shared it on my Instagram, but I also shared it on my personal Facebook, which I was also a little bit nervous about, but people loved it. I mean, family friends donated, my mom's best friend donated. Students from past years, I'm friends with a lot of their parents on Facebook, they donated. So I think it's definitely something that teachers need to do because people do want to help and they don't know how. So that's an awesome way to be very specific about your needs.
That is, again, just thinking outside the box, right? I feel like a lot of times when it comes to kind of like getting the like donations for your classroom or things like that, putting together a curated like Amazon wish list is not where people would go to. It's just super practical.
So I shared one at the beginning of the year. And then a couple months later is when I started planning for book club. So I shared that out. And I guess that was probably in September. So it's been a while. Well, with the March Madness and Women's History Month coming, that idea came to me this morning, and I started looking for books, and you need 16 books for the bracket. So I created the March Madness Women's History Amazon wish list and shared it out to parents. And I'm very honest, like, if you can donate, I'm so appreciative. If you can't, please do not worry whatsoever. But then again, it's giving them the opportunity to help, and it's also giving me an opportunity to not spend my own money.
Yeah, and I mean, the idea of incorporating those two ideas, by the time this recording goes live, people will have also heard from Macy Gilson about inclusivity in the classroom. And this is one way to make your classroom a more inclusive place by making sure that you have books that feature strong female characters. Something that you might not have already had access to in your classroom, something that your school might not necessarily have had the budget for if you had to select only a handful of titles at the beginning of the year. So by utilizing this kind of like other stream, you're able to get resources that you wouldn't have had that really could have a profound impact on your classroom. I think that the classroom transformations and decor are something that everybody's kind of like drawn to and grabs the attention of people when they're scrolling through Instagram. But this is really something that's making a much deeper impact. It becomes like an extension of your lesson.
Right. I'm really excited about it. I think the kids are going to love it.
I think so too. I'm excited for you just hearing about it.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that if your school is, you know,
So it
maybe in a
obviously
position
goes without
where
saying
maybe you
that
don't need
before you
this
do
for
any of
your
these things,
classroom,
you
I'm
should
thinking
double
about
check with
the
your school's
ways that
policies
you
and make
might be
sure
able
that
to do
all
the
of
same kind
this
of thing
works
if
for
you're maybe a
you, your
coach
school, your
of
district.
something, or if you
But if
have
it
an
does,
after-school club
and
that is
if you
not
are
as
as excited
maybe
about this
well-known
as
or as
Nicole and I are
well-funded
based
in your
on all of
school,
Brooke's good
I
advice,
think
right?
that we're hoping
Absolutely.
that
We actually
as we kind
had,
of bring this
after
conversation
going to
to a
get your
close, you
teach
do have
on,
some
PTA
do's
reached
and
out to us
don'ts
because
for
they were
how
the
to run
ones who
your
sent
Amazon storefront.
me and my friend. Her
Well, I
name's
would for
Emily
sure
she's
say
at teaching
I
on
wouldn't limit
Thomas
yourself.
time.
So don't
They
limit
wanted to know
yourself
how
to
else could they
just
help us.
one
And so
category. I
what we
mean,
ended
Amazon
up
sells
doing
everything.
is, again,
And if
Amazon
you have a
creating
need
a
for
wish
it,
list
somebody else has a
for
need for it
classroom
out there.
transformation kits. So
So like
they
looking at my
would
categories on
per
my Amazon
Emily and I
store,
would
it's
be in
not
charge of
just
organizing it,
classroom
but they would
transformations or
purchase the
school supplies. You know,
transformations
there's
in
and we
many
would keep the
categories.
kit,
It's in
the
a
kits
closet,
I
and
buy on
teachers
Amazon.
could
I
check
find
these
a
kits
category
out
to put it in.
when they wanted to do a classroom
I would also
transformation.
say, oh, that's awesome.
There's a good
Benefiting more than
balance
one classroom at
between,
once. That's great.
yes,
Sharing and
exactly,
using those
oversharing
resources
on Instagram.
wisely.
You don't want to just share 10 products in a row, but as you're using them, share them in an authentic way.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, so for an example, there's a product on Amazon. I'm obsessed with it. It's $7 and it's an ice roller, and you keep it in your freezer. And I take it out every morning and I roll my face, and it wakes me up. It tightens my pores. It's amazing. That I share on my Instagram in the mornings. But then, later in the day, if I'm at school and let's say I'm using my doorbell, my clicker for my kids, that's another thing that I would share while I'm using it in the classroom. One is teacher related, one is not, but both are things that I love on Amazon. So I would find a way to share those in a way that makes sense. Like, I'm not going to share the ice roller in the middle of the day. I'm going to show it in the morning and why I like it. What are the benefits of it? And then the doorbell, I can't really show it with my kids in the classroom, but I can show it on my planning time and maybe explain in stories why I use it.
Right. And like that would be weird for you to post on a Sunday, for example.
What? Exactly.
All right, so don't limit yourself to one category. Balance, authentically sharing the products, and obviously make sure that you're sharing them when it makes sense to share them. Anything else that you could leave us with?
I guess one more tip would be, Amazon's return policy is so great. So if you see something out there, you're not sure about it, but you think your followers might like it, buy it, try it out. And if it works out, share it. And then if it doesn't, don't share it. That's one
Yeah.
thing I think that's really important is just being real, not being fake, and sharing things that you truly do like and find a benefit for.
Yeah, because not every it's just the same way it is in our real lives, right? It's not just what you're posting. Sometimes we order stuff and it works out great, and sometimes it doesn't. Be honest.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I ordered a beautiful pink sundress and it stained my hands hot pink. So that is something I would not share.
Oh, no. So much for sharing on this topic that is very much, I think, a neglected area of opportunity for most of our education influencers out there.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
If you'd like to learn more about us and the services that we offer, head to everything.com.